Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Sam, along with Jarvis Davis on this Monday night, this holiday Monday night, Memorial Day 2020. So glad you're winding down this long holiday weekend with us as we've been honoring those who sacrificed their lives for the liberties and freedoms that we enjoy here in our country. And so glad you're spending some time with us. If you want to follow us on Twitter once again and you want to give us a shout out, I'm at Sam Crenshaw 23 on Twitter. And Jarvis, you are?
At JarvisD90.
There you go. There you go. You know, Jarvis, there's a business side to all we talked about tonight, and we got a guest coming up. I think we can talk about, you know, what it has cost the teams and what it may be and what may be entailed as far as getting things back as the teams get ready to go. And he joins us now on the waitfor.com hotline. Why don't you welcome David Rumsey from Sports Business Journal and Sports Business Daily. David, how you doing this evening?
Hey, Sam, I'm doing all right. How are you guys?
Good, man. How are you?
Doing well. What's going on?
How have you and your family been dealing with this time?
Hey, man, just like everybody else, trying to plug away, doing well, thankfully staying safe, staying healthy. I hope you guys have been too. Obviously, it's unprecedented in time, so been working from home for, 3 months now, just, you know, thankfully still working and, you know, putting out a product and some content, but obviously it's been crazy and trying to just live day by day, right?
That's been it. That's been the name of the game, obviously. Jarvis, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, man, like, it's obviously been some adjustments we've had made and working from home and all that, but I kind of want to start off in baseball, David. This may be a little forward, but do you think the owners are crying broke when it comes to the amount of money that was put out there as far as they can lose if they decided to pay players their full salaries?
Yeah, that's a good question. So obviously the baseball owners and the players union, the MLBPA, have been going back and forth a little bit, and the players union wanted their full prorated salary for, you know, whatever games they were going to be playing, and the owners kind of said, hey, we can't really do that. And it's difficult, right, because so much of baseball is getting that money from the gate, from the attendance. You know, there's, 80-plus games a year, home games for a team. So, yeah, there are going to be a lot of, you know, a lot less money this year, how many ever games they end up playing with. Hopefully they get to play, whatever that number may be. So, yeah, it's kind of iffy when billionaire owners are saying we can't pay you, but they are running an organization, a company, basically a big business. So everybody's going to be hurting this year, and that's going to be a big back-and-forth push of, do the players take the biggest brunt? Do the owners take the biggest brunt? Or does everybody share the loss equally?
Spending time on the waitfor.com hotline with David Rumsey, joining us from Charlotte. The night in Sports Business Journal, Sports Business Daily. You talked about the hits that a lot of leagues are taking, and they are. Everybody's taking a hit across the board right now, not being able to play, put their product on. You know, it helps with the NBA as well as the NFL and everyone just to get the games back and turn the lights on and turn the cameras on for television's sake. But talk about, even with that, if they're able to do it, the position they're in, to do some of the things that are normally done with the league. I mean, I know NBA is going to shorten their season. NFL is looking to play a full season. But how does it just affect the things, the managing things the way they normally do things?
Yeah, I mean, you bring up a good point. I think the latest report out of the NBA is that they might just go straight into the playoffs and not have any tune-up for the regular season, which is probably just a factor of time at this point. I mean, kind of running out of time if they start training here in June or whatever and then, you know, get the league back up. You got to finish at some point before football season starts. But the operations are going to be different, obviously. I mean, everybody's going to have to be getting tested. Everybody's going to be a lot smaller crew than what you're used to. And yeah, it's going to be a product on TV, and that's going to be up to, you know, ESPN, TNT, whoever the networks are for any given league to, you know, make that product look good and maybe pump in some crowd noise, which is what they're talking about, or just give it some kind of good feel, because there's going to be no fans in the stands, and the players are going to feel it, the coaches are going to feel it, and obviously us as the viewers, we're going to feel it too. So it's going to be interesting to see how it looks and how it plays out. We've seen a little bit with NASCAR, which is a little bit different with no fans. You can't tell as much. Obviously, there was the golf match yesterday with Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson. So it's interesting to see these leagues coming in, and it'll be interesting to see what basketball does, what baseball does, what hockey does, and maybe even potentially the NFL if they can't have any fans in there.
David Rumsey joins us on the WayForward.com hotline.
And we pick things up there with Jarvis, who's dropping out and comes back in. David Rumsey's with us. You talked about the match. That was pretty amazing. Thoughts about what all people got with that, because it was more than just playing golf. It was great entertainment, not just by the golfers, but the commentary. And oh, by the way, some money was raised, and there was live betting. There was a lot going on yesterday, David. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, definitely. So, Sam, I think you know I'm a pretty big golf fan myself. I thought it was great. So for anybody that watched the first match a couple Thanksgiving ago, Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson, I thought this one was better. And the stakes were lower because it wasn't for $9 million each, but it was for charity, which I think made it a little bit better. And you brought in Tom Brady and Peyton Manning as huge wild cards who are obviously don't have the golf game that those two pros do. And I really enjoyed it. I watched it with some friends, and we all had a really good time. Placed a few wagers ourselves, made it interesting.
You know what? That's what I was wondering. When I saw DraftKings pop up on the bus, I said, wait a minute now. But you talk about that. Did that go along with the fun?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think you know, if you have a little bit of extra cash to just throw in, whether even if it's $5 or $10, man, you don't have to be placing $100 for a bet. I mean, some people take it a little bit over the edge, but I think for just, you know, the common viewer, if you're not a big golf fan, but you know who Tiger is, you know who Phil is, Peyton, Tom Brady, and you just want to put $5, $10, $20 down just to make the match a little bit more interesting so you have somebody to root for. Unfortunately, I tried to make a little bit of money with Tom Brady and Phil Mickelson as the underdogs, and it didn't work out. But had a good time, nevertheless.
David Rumsey Johnson on the WayForward.com hotline. David, do you think live betting on sports is here to stay? And do you see it in a sport like the NFL or the NBA?
Yeah, absolutely. I think you look over into, you know, European soccer and everything else over there, tennis, basketball, everything that they do, they've kind of set a precedent. There's a market for it. People like to wager, whether it's on their own teams just to have more to root for, or whether it's they want to make some money on other games. People like to bet on sports, on live sports, and I think you're seeing that more and more as these leagues are creating sports betting partnerships with casinos and sports books and official data providers, and it goes on and on and on. And eventually there's going to be live betting, not just from your phone and your couch, but it's going to be when you're in the stadium. Take the Las Vegas Raiders now, for example. That's going to be huge down the road. Once the NFL is becoming more and more relaxed to sports betting, which they used to be just 110% completely against. So it's definitely here to stay, and it's going to take a little bit of time. But once we get there, we won't be going back.
But also, when you think about, you know, the live betting and what it brings to the game. Is there a network of people, do you think, that can be like the virtual, whole virtual experience? So the virtual experience that we've had to get used to or adjusted to. How do you think some teams are adjusting and keeping their eye on players and maybe even figuring out ways to come up with ways to get workouts to those guys, say for on the college or the pro level?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point right now, because technically, you know, a lot of teams aren't allowed to have their players in, you know, to their facilities to work out. So various technologies, various apps, you know, these teams are having to give workouts to their players to, you know, stay in shape. And, you know, you look at the NFL and they have a little bit of time. They're doing their virtual off-season workouts, but, you know, camps won't open until July or whatever normally. So they have a little bit of time. But you think about the NBA and the NHL, I mean, these guys need to be in shape right now so that, you know, in 2 weeks, if they restart, they can start playing games again, potentially the playoffs. And I know baseball is going to have a shortened season. And, you know, I don't even know if they'll have a spring training warm-up per se. So, yeah, I mean, that's a great point. I think these teams are trying to be creative. They're trying to stay in touch as much as they can, but there's really only so much they can do because so many states still are shut down or not open, and they can't bring the players in. And it's really up to them to say, hey, this is what workout you got to do, and it's up to the player at home to stay in shape as much as they can.
Spending time on the waitfor.com outline with David Rumsey. He is social, and you can follow him on Twitter @_DavidRumsey. You're in Charlotte. The stock cars are racing there. Four straight days of NASCAR there. Three races in 4 days down at Darlington last week. Thoughts about the way NASCAR is coming back, and is this great? I mean, they kind of have a captive audience right now. They're the first sport to come back. And through their e-sport, they were able to keep fans engaged, maybe get new fans. Are they the big winners in this?
Yeah, Sam, I mean, you bring up a couple great points there. First, the iRacing, while sports was shut down, I think that was a bigger hit than anybody could have imagined. People turned on the TV, I think it was on Fox, FS1, and it was a very realistic experience seeing those cars going around, and you brought in, like, retired drivers like Dale Earnhardt Jr. I think people had a really good time watching that. And that was on a smaller scale, and everybody knew that it wasn't real competition, but now that the Cup Series is back in Darlington and Charlotte, a pretty good race in Charlotte and Darlington last week, I think. I mean, yeah, their viewership is up. I think I saw it was up, you know, over 30% from their last race pre the COVID pandemic. So they're definitely winning right now. Obviously, they're going to be suffering with no fans, you know, no money coming in from the gate experience. But they got to be happy with the viewership they're getting and really – just setting a precedent for sports coming back, and I think they're doing a good job so far, and I hope that, you know, they keep going and, you know, give everybody a good example to follow.
Before I let you go, what technology should we watch for going forward? Something that we're going to see, something that you've heard about maybe that's going to be out there that's going to become a part of sports going forward we ought to watch out for?
Well, it's interesting. Just right now, I mean, I'm looking at how they're going to be pumping crowd noise into these games specifically, and see if that is that something that is really catches on. And then on top of that, we're going to be layering sponsors into the game, because they're going to be trying to create revenue with no fans in the game. So how are they going to be putting new sponsors on the court virtually or on the field virtually? And if that is successful, is that going to be something to stay even when fans do come on? So pretty much on the broadcast front, what innovations are the broadcast going to make with no fans, and are those innovations going to stay when the fans do come back?
Yeah, something to watch for. Hey, we thank you for that, David. Always good catching up with you. Thanks for spending some time with us and sharing some of your holiday Monday with us here in Atlanta. Continue to stay safe and stay well, and we look forward to catching up with you again real soon.
Thank you, guys. You stay safe, too, and have a good night.
Thanks, David.
All right. All right, that is David Rumsey from the Sports Business Journal, Sports Business Daily, giving us something to think about. I like those innovations he's talking about at Jarvis. We're going to talk about that. Earlier in the show, we talked about something that's happening with the NFL that's not happening with the NFL. That's under both of our skins a bit. Yeah, you may think about it. The hiring practices for coaches and executives. Rooney Rule, do we dare talk about that? Jarvis and I will. You stay with us on this Monday night here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're on the radio.com app for all your smartphones and your smart speakers.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.